Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
South Africans are increasingly embracing digital loyalty programs, with retailers using apps and reward platforms to offer personalized discounts, cashbacks, and exclusive benefits. However, behind every swipe, scan, or click is a vast amount of consumer information, from shopping habits, spending patterns, personal details, behavioral data. And it is really very, very interesting to think about how much information they are gathering. As programs such as Woolworths My Difference replace traditional loyalty cards with app-based systems, important questions are emerging about data privacy, cybersecurity, and whether consumers truly understand how their information is being used. Recent reports indicate that retailers are moving towards more integrated data-driven loyalty ecosystems. To help us understand this issue, we are joined by Dr. Wei Tse Lung from the Academy of Computer Science and Software Engineering, whose expertise includes cybercrime and emerging legislation. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Hope you're well.
Good morning, Howard, and to your listeners. I'm well, just a bit colder, but I'm sure you are feeling it too.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting. Mukundi and I were just saying it. I didn't think it was so cold this morning, but it actually is quite icy. It's got a bit of a bite this morning for some reason. Well, I suppose winter being the reason. Anyway, yeah, it is cold. Let's talk about this. Why should consumers care so much about the data that loyalty programs are storing?
Well, Howard, I think we had this conversation previously where we talked about, the whole demand surge pricing. Like, for example, Uber will say, oh, we noticed that there's a greater demand for rides at this point from Ellis Park or so on, so we're going to charge more. And the same thing could happen here if they know how you like buying a certain product. And they might feel that they can charge more because you're willing to pay a premium on a certain or certain product over others. So they are using this data to benefit themselves. Obviously, every store, they might say, we noticed that people like buying a certain type of product. Maybe we can start offering our own version of this to increase our profits or because we know that the competition exists.
Mm.
So it is something that can be used to manipulate how we spend and how we are paying for things that we usually would want to buy or require in our daily lives.
So what information now is, when you sign up to this program, to any of these loyalty programs, what information are they generally looking for about us?
Well, I think it's mostly spending patterns. They also obviously take a look at how your age range, perhaps your demographic, how much money you're earning, because then they can identify what kind of spending pattern people in your particular profile would be. And they could actually use it very much to bring on board new consumers that might say, well, who would be another person similar to Howard and his spending patterns? Because if we know that Howard buys these top 10 products and someone similar to Howard's profile comes on board, we know we can target that person with these top 10 products because chances are they will be amenable to those 10 things that Howard likes as well.
You know, the reality is, I remember reading this in a book called The Power of Habit. This has been going on for a long time. One of the large consumer stores in the United States did some research, and they found that when women became pregnant, their shopping habit changed a little bit, and they could predict by what they were starting to buy if they were pregnant, even if they didn't say so. And there was a particular case at that stage. It wasn't digital. They would send brochures, and they sent a brochure to this one young customer, and it turned out that it was a teenager whose father saw what this teenager was being sent and went into the store and said, "How dare you send my daughter, things about nappies or diapers and strollers and all sorts of things. Are you trying to encourage teen pregnancies?" And only afterwards realized that, in fact, the daughter was pregnant. So before, they could tell. They could tell by the shopping habit, and what they then had to do was add other stuff into those brochures just to not offend people in case, there was a situation. So they would add all sorts of other things. So our buying patterns have always really been tracked. Does the fact that this is now digital make it more dangerous?
Well, Howard, as you've pointed out, they have been tracking us for decades now. The fact that it's digital is more, I think, a cost-saving move for companies like Woolworths, because instead of having to email you and SMS you, they're asking you, please use an app instead. Install an app on your phone so that we can push those vouchers or coupons to you directly. And the benefit for us, well, the way they put it is, it's customized for us. So they don't, if they had to do it paper-wise or email it, it's a lot more trouble for them, but this is a lot easier to operationalize. So they benefit at the end of the day, we benefit supposedly. You might argue about that. The only concern I would have is because it's an app, it's a different area or space for bad actors to try and attack, because now there's this data available through an app, and if someone finds a vulnerability in the app, then they might gain access to all this customer data in some way.
Are there,
I think, yeah.
Sorry, carry on.
I just want to, you mentioned the thing about the teen pregnancy. And I think the other concern I would say we have is how mature are the companies that are using this data to infer, to make inferences. At one point in the UK, one of the grocery shops decided to produce some new chocolate, and then they decided to send samples out to their customers. And they said, well, we won't do something as dangerous as send it to people, dogs, because we're mailing it in, putting it in their mailboxes. So they said, okay, we'll see who doesn't buy dog food from us. And those people who don't buy dog food from us obviously don't have dogs. But and then they sent it to dogs, and a few dogs got sick as a result because they ate the chocolate in the mailbox. But obviously, just because I don't buy dog food from you does not mean I don't buy dog.
So
it's things like this.
Yeah. And in terms of them sharing this data?
Yeah. So Papia in South Africa technically forbids this from happening to a degree. When you sign up and you say, I want to give my data to Woolworths, for example, The understanding and the law says we are only sharing with Woolworths unless Woolworths tells us that they plan to share this information with other people. And Woolworths has to make sure that they are telling us, Howard, when we take your data, we're using it for ABC. And if they share that data for purpose DEF, they will be in trouble. So the law is meant to protect us in that regard. But it will be limited because I think these stores will say, oh, no, but we're sharing it with these people, and you said yes in your terms and agreement, because nobody reads those long terms and agreements.
Absolutely.
You just go yes, and then you sign up.
Absolutely right. That is where we leave it. Thank you, as always.